go to New York, where police are still searching for a man who shot dead Brian Thompson, the CEO of America's biggest health insurers, United Health. He was shot outside a Midtown Manhattan hotel in what police described as a brazen targeted attack by a gunman lying in wait for him at around 20 to 7 in the morning outside the Hilton on 6th Avenue, just before a scheduled company investor conference at the hotel. Police said the gunman remains at large and they're still investigating a motive. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan told us more.
What happened? Well, the man was crossing the road from the hotel he was staying in to go to the Hilton Hotel in Midtown Manhattan, which is where his company was having one of their fairly regular briefings with analysts and investors from Wall Street. People had flown in from around the country to attend the conference as well. No big deal. Just as he was going along the side of the hotel, heading towards the main entrance, there was a side entrance, but it's locked at that hour of the morning, 6:45 in the morning. Stepped out from behind him wearing a black jacket with a hood and a mask partially covering his face, and started shooting, shot him in the back. Then the gun jammed, victim stumbled, fell over, and the gunman carried on shooting but manually clearing rounds, which indicated there was some kind of a problem with the gun, but he was very cool and then crossed the road, disappeared down an alleyway and made his getaway on an electric bicycle. Got all the way up to Central Park. Police have CCTV tracking of the guy up to that point, and then the trail has gone cold from Central Park onwards.
Who was Brian Thompson?
Brian Thompson was a 50-year-old chief executive of a company called United Healthcare, a division of United Health. United Healthcare is a massive, massive company. It had a turnover of $281 million last year. Sorry, $281 billion. That's thousands of millions, okay? The profit in the company was $16 billion. So it was a huge company. It's one of the biggest companies in America. It's one of the biggest companies in the world. He was going across the road. And one of the things that has stunned a lot of security experts is that he had no security with him. Apparently, it's pretty routine for very senior executives in America to have bodyguards or security officers with them pretty much all the time. And people in the healthcare industry, health insurance industry in America, say that senior executives are routinely assigned personal bodyguards because of a certain amount of threat level that's pretty much endemic in this industry, because people get disgruntled because they're turned down for health insurance coverage or are denied medical aid because their insurance company won't pay for it. And as the biggest insurer in America, United Healthcare got a fair amount of criticism for that.
And what are police saying, if anything, about a motive?
They don't know. They're not saying anything about a motive because they don't know what the motive for this attacker is. It's literally, they have no idea what it is. Or if they do have an idea, they're keeping it to themselves. Now, his wife, Paulette, released a statement to local media in Minnesota, where the company is headquartered, in which she mentioned that there had been some threats towards the late Mr. Thompson. What she thought was due to a lack of coverage, a lack of insurance coverage, is what she speculated on that these threats concerned. So that is one definite line of inquiry the police are making. Is there somebody who was either denied medical coverage themselves or had a relative who was denied medical coverage by this insurance company? The company itself had been subject to a couple of protests at its Minnesota headquarters by people saying that it had a much higher than average amount of claims denial or treatment denial than the insurance industry average. And Mr. Thompson himself had appeared at congressional inquiry into this same topic of people being denied medical insurance. Of course, the whole issue of medical insurance in America, always a controversial topic, a very costly, cumbersome system that they operate over here, which, as you can see by the turnover of the company, it is a massive amount of money involved as well. I should also state that this company, United Healthcare, operated a subsidiary company called Optum, which accounts for almost half of the turnover of their insurance business. They have facilities in Ireland as well. They employ about 1,000 people up in Donegal, another 600 or so in Dublin. Brian Thompson was known to have visited Donegal, and I presume Dublin, whilst he was over here on a number of occasions, and had played golf in the local golf course up in Donegal.
The man who shot him, Sean, extensively caught on camera and just disappeared into busy streets on a busy morning.
Yeah, I mean, people have said, law enforcement people have been quoted in the media over here saying central Manhattan, probably the last place on earth I'd want to try and commit a crime because of the amount of surveillance cameras that are there, and also the resources of the NYPD. They're the biggest police department in America, best funded, best resourced, all kinds of experts in everything because they're guarding all kinds of high value targets from the United Nations to Wall Street. And it's this huge city in America as well. So, they were able to pick him up pretty fast. They know he got out of a metro station nearby on 6th Avenue at about 5:45, about an hour before the shooting, that he went across the road to a Starbucks coffee shop there. There's good photographs of him available at the moment on the internet and appeared in publications. The lower half of his face is masked. He's white. He buys a couple of items in the Starbucks and is basically hanging around in the area. He's seen later, about 10 minutes before the shooting, walking along, holding what could be a telephone up to his ear. So he seems to have had some kind of knowledge that Brian Thompson was going to be in that particular street at that particular time. So that's why the police are certain that this was no random attack, that this was something that was carefully planned. And they're also looking at the possibility that he may have had some kind of inside knowledge from the company or from the hotel where Brian Thompson himself was staying. That's why they got search warrants for that hotel and executed those warrants, searching the rooms and trying to see was there anybody else in the hotel or even in his hotel room that may have had some kind of connection to what had happened.
That's our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.